afternoon and welcome. I'm Ellen O'Brien, and you are listening to Storage Radio. I'm in studio today with Fran Sales and John Hilliard. They're going to take you around our top headlines and the best of their blog selections. But first, I'll talk with Dave Raffo. Dave, thanks for joining us.
How are you? Great to be here again.
Good to have you. Dave, of course, is our senior news editor based in Washington, D.C. Dave, I want to talk to you about Pure Data. It was one of our favorite product stories this week. Pretty interesting angle. They've upgraded their 2.0 version software. Why is that relevant for our listeners?
Well, Pure, first of all, it wouldn't be a week without a major flash system announcement.
That's true.
So Pure fills the bill there. But last year, Pure came out. They were one of the first guys, not as a whole list of them, two handfuls of people selling all flash arrays. But when Pure first came out last year, they started selling their systems in a general, a limited availability program, limited access. They had customers who they didn't name. Basically, people were testing the systems, and now they say they are ready to go. They are GA. They are officially for sale, and Pure has upgraded its software, adding some high availability features. They do a better job of garbage collection for the solid state. They've added a graphic interface and some management features, full array encryption, things like that. And now basically they're pronouncing their arrays ready for prime time, and they announced some customers who have been using it.
Now, the city of Davenport, I think in Iowa, is using it for what looks like a VDI project. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, they have actually 200 virtual desktops that are connected to the flash array. They were using a more traditional storage system. They were using an HP EVA fiber channel system, and they just could not. There was no flash in that system. They just could not get the IOPS that they needed to run the virtual desktop. So they brought in a Pure storage flash array, and they noticed a very marked performance improvement. And now their VDIs are humming along. They say, and they have almost a 9-to-1 deduplication ratio. That's one of the things about Pure's arrays. They have dedupe and compression built in for primary storage.
Well, that's pretty interesting. I know there's a lot of interest in VDI projects, so a lot of people probably take a look at those metrics. David, before I let you go, next week you'll be in Las Vegas at EMC World, and it'll be all flash, more flash. I hear we'll have a lot of flash news, right?
There will be more flash. EMC has already, last week they said they were going to buy Extreme IO. They haven't really discussed their plans for that startup, which has an all-flash array. So we'll hear more about that. They are going to announce more details on their Project Thunder, which is a PCIe card, multiple PCIe cards inside a direct attached storage appliance. So we'll be hearing a lot about flash, and with EMC these days, almost everything is cloud too. According to them, they're building out their product lines to make them better for cloud. They're also building out their services and the entire ecosystem, because they see cloud obviously as the next big thing, and they're trying to get as much into that segment as possible.
Okay, well, we will have three staffers there from the Storage Media Group, all reporting live next week from Las Vegas, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Okay, I'll talk to you then.
Thanks, Dave. I'm going to pass it off to Fran Sales, who's going to wrap up this week's top headlines.
Thanks, Ellen and Dave. Let's move on to this week's storage headlines. In cloud storage news, Switzerland-based cloud service provider CloudSigma last week launched a private beta version of SigStore, an SSD cloud storage service guaranteed by service-level agreements. The company plans to make the service generally available later this year, and it will be sold as a public cloud service with guaranteed IOPS levels. Check out more at searchcloudstorage.com. And from our Storage Soup blog, Dave reports that startup Starboard Storage Systems closed a $13 million funding round earlier this week and also added a new investor on board, JP Ventures GmbH. Starboard, formerly named RealData, re-architected AC72, its unified storage system, and says it plans to use the funding to expand its sales and marketing efforts, as well as its customer support. Okay, now, Assistant Editor John Hilliard is going to talk to us about what's buzzing around the web. Hi, John. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Fran. First up is from Stephen Foskett's PackRat blog, where he recently wrote about the upcoming release of SMB3 with Windows 8 and Server 2012. SMB is Microsoft's ubiquitous storage protocol, and Foskett said the new version will, quote, transform the way people think about networked storage for Windows systems. Now, SMB is the first major revision of the protocol since version 2.1 was released with Windows 7, according to Foskett, and comes with a slew of new features, including transparent failover of client access, which allows clients to remain connected in case of failure of a server, as well as other performance and security improvements. As Foskett writes, quote, "My days of not taking Windows file servers seriously are definitely at an end. File protocols are dramatically improving, even as end users are looking for alternatives to the tired block protocols that they have been using for decades. Microsoft has a real opportunity to push application server storage forward, and I'm excited to be able to watch these developments." And it definitely sounds like a lot of growth potential there. And I wanted to end the podcast on maybe a warning. In the age of social media, if there is one golden rule, it is this: don't write down your password. Passwords give others access to your accounts, especially ones like Facebook, with tons of personal details accessible within a few keystrokes. So it goes to follow that if you shouldn't write down your password for all to see, you really shouldn't leave yourself logged into a Facebook account on a publicly accessible computer. Now, imagine you've just robbed an internet cafe, and you left your Facebook account open on a computer in that cafe. What do you think happens, Fran?
I don't know, John. What?
You get arrested, like two Colombian men did recently. As reported by DigitalTrends.com, two men browsed the web on computers at an internet cafe in an area north of Cali, Colombia. When they approached the clerk to pay for the computer time, they assaulted the clerk, stole cash from the register, and took off on a stolen motorcycle. But investigators discovered that one of the suspects had left his Facebook account open on one of their computers, which allowed police to track down that suspect and arrest him. So yeah, data security is not just for the good guys.
Interesting. One of the more ridiculous things I've heard. Thanks, John. And on that note, that wraps up this week's latest storage news. For more headlines, make sure to check us out at searchstorage.com.